Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sizosukelani bazalwane, usithandile wasibonisa loluthando ngempela nami ngisasho na today ukuthi ngeke ngisuke kuye ngoba ngibone ukuphila kuye. Ngibone uthando kuye. Uyazi nje ngizwela ubu safe uma ngikuye. So ngizosukelani once more six basho njalo bathi ngeke ngisuke kuwe. Singenile ke ku the second hour njoba ke isikhathi sithi 7:03. Ngithe kulesi sigaba sizongena nge motivation. Nginomuntu omusha la, nginalilisedi. Lisedi. How are you, Lisedi? Wankutlwa?
I am good, and how are you?
I'm good. Kana onale, how old?
I am 17 years old, ma'am.
17 years old?
16. Yes.
16. Yes. And you are turning 17 this year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And ukena ku high school?
I go to Cultura High School in Bronkhorstspruit.
Okay. So, do you like Bronkhorstspruit?
Yes, I stay in Bronkhorstspruit.
Okay. And you go grade mang?
And I'm in grade 10.
Grade 10?
Yes.
Okay. Ribotse hanyane ka lesedi ke mang lesedi?
I don't know where to start, but
o tsaletse ko kae?
I was born in Limpopo.
Okay.
And I've moved around. And I'm a very kind person. I'm a chilled person. And
yeah, I can tell who you are. Yes. A chilled person.
And I don't like socializing with other people. You know?
Why not?
I'm not really a people person.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yes, uh-huh. Yes. And I think that's about it. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And then ohola le mama le papa.
Yes, ke hola le mama le papa, and I also have two younger brothers. Yes.
Okay, papa usaleting.
Yes, he's still here. He's still okay. There.
Oh, are we here today? Ke Father's Day.
Yes, I am away. Today is Father's Day. Ting. Ma'am.
Your dad umeleditseng today. King says a special so saying or the message or special mo feeling one.
I didn't do anything, but I would like to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day to also my dad. He's a really, really good father, and he has done a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I would like to appreciate him and say thank you to him for everything he's done for me and my family.
Okay.
Thank you.
How come Pafela into A1 ayenseng e leng hore le today or yo wa bona go ba le a dad go monate because onke le ditse this and that.
What he has done, like I would say he took us to the stadium, like
oh, rata sok.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It was like the best experience I've ever experienced in my life with him, and I really thank him for that.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so today as a young person, auto motivate other young people. So uring ko bona today how ba motivator or obafa a word of encouragement.
Today's topic is about God will show up in our situation as young people. There is something that is going to happen that is going to completely negate what you're dealing with right now, and in order for you to grasp the power of what's going to happen, you have to be able to get through what you're dealing with right now. And in the book of Psalms chapter 119 verse 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path." God's word provides guidance and clarity in life's journey, preventing stumbling and showing the way forward. What I've experienced in this generation, we like to act like, we like to pretend like we're somebody else. Like, you can't be somebody else knowing that you can be yourself and God can help you in the situation you're dealing with. You can't receive blessing with somebody else's life. You can't act like somebody that you are not. And with that, it is really impossible to receive blessing with somebody else's life. You have to act, you have to be yourself and be who you are, and do not lose focus, because teenagers usually, if they're dealing with their situation, they really get frustrated, and you can't really get frustrated. What I'm trying to say is, when young people get frustrated, they quit. And when they quit, like, they let go of the situation, they yegela to trust God, and they to solve their situation, they tend to weed, smoking drugs, drinking, and all those type of stuff. But I don't know which book or which verse it says, "Turn to Him, God, your God." Whatever you're dealing with today, or whatever is happening in your life, whatever situation you're facing, I would like to say and encourage you that God is with you wherever you go, whatever you do. He will always, always be with you. And yeah, I think that is it. Yes.
Wow. So today, Oreko young people, it doesn't matter hore ke challenge efeng o shebaneng le yona.
Yes.
Know that hore Modimo o teng, and Modimo will help you or assist you hore o kgone go feta in that challenge. So if I can ask, wena as o le sedi, go bile teng le nako mo leng hore o shebana le maybe a challenge, and then wa mona Modimo in that challenge a gontsha mo yona?
Yes, there has been a challenge.
Yeah,
I'm still facing that challenge.
Mm.
The challenge was last year. Mm. I failed grade 10.
Okay.
And now I'm repeating it. And usually when people fail, they want to commit suicide or anything like that. So with God's grace, I am here today and repeating grade 10.
Mm.
And it is actually not a good thing to repeat, but with His grace, everything is going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is what He did for me.
Yeah. Hore osa lose hope, and then wabuela ko skolong.
Yes, that is it.
Yeah, and then bullet is something says a very profound hore, you know, young people babatla go baba to by sing bona.
Yes, yes.
Ho ya ka wena, how lebella go etsiwa ke eng?
Usually it's caused by peer pressure.
Okay.
Yes. And peers can influence you to do something that you don't want to do.
Mm.
And it can make you lose focus of who you are.
Mm.
And lose your identity. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So le sedi o pulusit.
Oh yes, yes.
Neng re tlotlele hanyane ka journey ya hao ya pholoso. How was it?
My
change o e boneng ke eng after gore pholoso?
Can you repeat the question?
So what's the difference, like, life ya hao ya hona ya nong as a Christian, as a born again Christian, le life ya hao before wa mogela Christ as your savior?
What I can say is, with the life I was living, let's say before Nisindi, so it's not the same as the life I'm living right now Nisindi Siwe.
Yeah.
Because Nisindi, so I think they are not so many challenges that you experience on the way.
Yeah.
Mara, I'll seen this way, the challenges of the challenges become more, and you experience them, and you, and they are caused by certain things, and those type of experiences, la ngisindisiwe khona. It has been a difficult journey, but with faith, I can conquer all.
With faith, you can conquer all.
Yes.
Wow, that is powerful, Lesedi.
Yes, yes.
All right. Thank you so much for the word of encouragement.
Yes.
I hope batho ba babatsha ba utlwile, ba zwile.
Yes.
Angithi izwi lithi onendlebe makezwe.
Yes, ma'am.
And ngi proud ngawe ukuthi as young as you are, but uyakwazi ukuthi motivate other young people.
Yes.
I believe Khuru, you are one of those young people who are attending what is it? Term camp?
Yes.
Yeah.
Teenage movement. Yes.
Yeah. So experience how more share with us a little bit your experience at those camps.
What I've experienced is a lot.
Yeah.
It has been fun. It has been life-changing. It was amazing. There were good people. And I would really like to thank Pastor Clara for the wonderful experience that she has taught the young people to join teenage movement and change the way youth thinks about life.
Yeah.
So really like to appreciate her and the term for their life-changing movements. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So uga encourage other young people who are about joining.
Yes, I would like to encourage you to also join this year's camp that is going to happen on October.
Oh, the next one is October.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So I would like to encourage you to join, and it can be a life-changing experience. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can experience a lot of things, life-changing, and it can help you through life.
Okay. And from which age?
I think it starts from age 13 to age 25, yes.
Okay. All right, Lesedi, thank you so much. Give word of encouragement, and bonga encourage pela young people.
Yes.
Even nati was encourager.
Yes.
And kya itu rile wena hao mutu wabatu, but maybe kona le a young person ule nghore maybe o feiti. And then I give up atlo khela school. Heri buwa so.
Yes.
Uko khai arna hake sabuela oka ringo yena.
I would like to say to that person that don't give up.
Yeah.
It's not over until the Lord says it's over.
Amen. Amen to that, Lesedi.
Amen.
Othola khala kae like social media or more WhatsApp or TikTok or go kae.
I think I'm everywhere.
Okay, do you handle it how do you ring?
Like WhatsApp number, like
go Facebook ba go kreya ka mang.
Facebook, can I please give out my, I'd call this my Instagram or something?
Okay.
My Instagram is 4 PM _smiley. Yes.
4 PM.
Yes. _smiley.
_smiley.
Yes.
Okay. Instagram.
Yes.
And then, look what I have.
WhatsApp.
Okay, ring WhatsApp number 076-319-2300. All right, Lesedi, God bless you.
God bless you too, ma'am.
Pastor Jeff Busa, uthi ngoba ungcwele.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM. As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, You don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it. Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.